It's the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You are Locked On Jags, your daily Jacksonville Jaguars podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey, man, welcome to Locked On Jaguars here on a Tuesday. I'm your host, Tony Wiggins, and once again, thank you for making us your first listen because it's your team every day, and we really appreciate that. And remember, we're free on all platforms. Just a reminder, this episode of Locked On Jaguars is brought to you by McDonald's, proudly serving communities since 1965. McDonald's has always been more than just a place to get tasty, affordable food. It's an unofficial community center. A big thank you to our friends at McDonald's for always being there. And you know, I'm loving it. All right, man, and I'm loving the way the Jaguars fan base is right now, the way the base is feeling about what they saw this past weekend with a victory in London against the Miami Dolphins. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about how we can build. I had a biggest question that I threw out yesterday. Is like, how can they build on this? They're not going to be able to fix all of their trouble overnight, right? So we're going to talk about the need for speed. The need for speed on this team. Now, there's a difference between having a need for speed and getting guys that can win and then going out and just getting a bunch of fast people. There's a big difference, and we're going to explain those differences to you. In segment three, we're going to work our way back. In segment three, I'm going to give you some names in the draft, some names in free agency, maybe even some names that they can trade for prior to this season and use some of that capital that they have to help them out and already have a guy in-house. We'll talk about that. I'm going to discuss the differences between getting guys that can win and just getting track guys. Everybody who can run is not Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill is a good football player too. So we'll discuss that. But now let's start here in segment one and talk about where we are and why we are. Trevor Lawrence has been making some great throws to complete the ball down the field over 20 yards, a couple of times in the end zone. Namely, he's been placing real nice balls on Marvin Jones Sr. and other folks. Everybody's not able to catch those passes, though, the way Marvin Jones is. Marvin Jones, he's a professional pass catcher and has a knack for that. You saw LaVisca Chenault have some drops this weekend with balls that were in the neighborhood that were catchable balls, but the ones that you would expect that a professional wide receiver would catch. Everybody's just not built to do that. Some guys have to have the ball put on them. So that's easier when you have people that can win at the point of attack. They did not address properly, I don't believe, speed, because it was one of the things that Urban really emphasized. What he did was he did draft Travis Etienne for speed, and he was going to use him the way they sort of used Jamal Agnew. So if you have Travis Etienne with Jamal Agnew, then you go, okay, we're not as slow as you think. DJ Chark is out for the year. He's a down-the-field guy. But to me, he wasn't a guy that actually played as fast as his 40 time, and he also wasn't a guy who just wins one-on-one battles and makes guys miss tackles. So you can have a guy that's a 4-5 dude, but he always seems like he's slippery and he gets away from people. Team speed and having guys that run fast, as much as it sounds like it's the same thing, it's really not. There are teams that you think the guys are fast, but they're not. DeAndre Hopkins isn't fast, but he wins. I keep hearing a lot about Devontae Adams. He's not fast, but he wins. And there's a huge, huge difference. There's some people that thought Ja'Marr Chase wasn't fast. I always thought he was. I just thought he looked effortless in the way that he does. But he's not a burner, right? Stephon Diggs. He's not a burner, but he knows how to win. He's quick. He gets in and out of his breaks. There's a difference between fast and playing fast. And being a problem. The thing you have to be is a good football player. Don't just go out here drafting, cherry-picking track stars, and what happens is they end up missing out on good football players. So you got to be really, really careful with that. So as we look forward to what they're going to do to get faster overall, the way you get faster overall, there's two ways to do it. Obviously, you add speed, right? But you can get faster by just getting rid of slow people. It's addition by addition and addition by subtraction. Meaning, if you got somebody on your team that isn't fast and isn't particularly good at football and isn't instinctive, they shouldn't be here, even if they're pretty good at something, but you want to be something else. Sometimes you actually do let go of good football players because of fit. Now, I know one of the things that I say in the NFL, fit isn't as much as important as being able to play. But the thing about fit is, if you're hell-bent on just being a faster team than other people, then that's what you lead with. And you go in and you go, we're going to find good football players, but we're going to find fast, good football players, or guys that we can develop the speed around. Deebo Samuel isn't fast, but he knows how to win. And I think there's a difference. There's a difference between long speed and being able to win in what I call functional speed. You can win in short spaces, but you can also play football very well and create separation. The more you can create separation, the more it makes it easier for your quarterback to find you. So we're going to discuss that. I want to talk about the areas and the people that I believe can help this football team. When can they start this process? Because as you watch the Jaguars, the thing it looks like they're going to constantly have to overcome is the fact that they are not explosive on offense. And you can start now making sense. We'll look back a little bit as to what they tried to do in the offseason and what they have to do moving forward. There's some very, very tough things and tough decisions that they're going to absolutely have to make in this coming offseason. It won't be popular, because here's the thing. It seems like Urban loves all of his guys, right? All of his players. You can't keep everybody, you know. News, too, real quick. Josh Lambeau was released today. So Mr. Wright is now the full-time kicker. But this is a perfect example and a segue to what I'm saying. There are some people that you like that you're not going to be able to keep if you're the Jacksonville Jaguars. You just can't keep everybody. And we know from the way it sounds, Urban really, really loves his players. Can't fall in love with them, no, man, especially when you have to make upgrades. So in segment two, we're going to show you what they did, the mistakes that they probably made, and just trying to add one fast player, and how they can improve their team speed and improve the guys that they have that can win. And we'll do it in just a second here on Locked On Jaguars. I got to tell you guys, though, about McDonald's. McDonald's has always been more than just a place to get tasty and affordable food. It's a place where friends and family can come and reconnect. I remember as a kid growing up on 103rd Street, we used to hang at the playground, and on those hot summer days, man, we'd go get my favorite was the sundae with the strawberry syrup and the peanuts on top, just to cool off, man. It was always something. And then in the evening, it was almost like religion for me to go get some good hot French fries. As a kid growing up in D.C., I used to go to work with my mom, and she'd always take me to McDonald's. And I remember there was a song called Cheeseburger in Paradise. I would always get those delicious cheeseburgers with those diced onions, man. So McDonald's has always been a part of my life, a part of us growing up. In the 1988 Olympics, they had I don't think they were prepared for it, but they were giving these cards away. And just about in every sport, America was winning. And you would either get a sandwich, a drink, some fries, or a sundae. And I'll never forget that, man. So McDonald's is the cold truth. So head to your local McDonald's to refuel and reconnect. Did somebody say Locked On Jaguars watch party? That's right. Man, you can get 20-piece nuggets for everybody with that hot mustard. That's my favorite, and that's what I'll probably end up doing the next time the Jaguars play. So head to McDonald's, and remember, I'm loving it. All right, man, so we're rolling along here on segment two of Locked On Jaguars, making sure that you understand it. We really, really appreciate you making us your first listen every day, and that we are free on all platforms. If you're watching me on YouTube, man, don't text me telling me I got something in the corner of my mouth. That's gray hair. That's gray. I haven't quite shaved. I'm trying to grow my mustache back, and it does appear that I got crumbs on my face, but that's just little spots of gray hair. So you watching this on YouTube, don't be thinking my hygiene's off. I'm just telling you what it is right now. That's me trying to grow my mustache back because somebody said I look like a black version of Abraham Lincoln without it. So what I'm trying to do is grow my mustache back, and it's gray, and it looks like I've been eating vanilla wafers all morning without wiping my face. So don't even worry about that. Y'all always noticing the wrong stuff. I tell you, I'm gonna fight some of y'all one of these days, man. Y'all keep getting them. No, I'm just joking. But we're talking about the speed and the need for speed for the Jacksonville Jaguars and how they can get it. Look, you're not just gonna go out here. It's not like you can go out here and go somewhere in the forest and find your wide receiver that can run a 4-2 who can play football. It just doesn't happen that way. Normally, those guys are drafted, traded for, or are in a situation on another team where sometimes it's just not working out, right? And I think we're going to start right there because there are some guys out there that are in situations that aren't quite working out right now that can really, really help this team. First and foremost, I'm going to tell y'all this. When you talk about Davante Adams, I think Davante Adams won. Everybody, now, I know people want to say offer him a boatload of money, and everybody loves a boatload of money, right? But I've heard that Davante Adams is probably going to be one guy that goes somewhere where they're real close to winning the Super Bowl. Two, and this is the big one I've heard. I've heard that him and his quarterback are a package deal, and they will both be free agents next year. Aaron is not going to get tagged. I don't know if Green Bay is thinking about tagging Davante Adams or not, but I don't even know if they can. But from what I heard, that if one of them – last year the rumor was they were going to go to the Raiders. If they weren't going to the Raiders, they were going to – y'all don't want to hear this, but I'm telling you, he's going to the Titans. If it doesn't go to the Titans, that you'll probably end up in Denver or with the Dolphins. So you can look around and read the tea leaves if you want. I also think that there's a distinct possibility that they end up with the Washington football team. So you have to watch all of these situations where the team is sort of built up and all they need is a quarterback, and you got one of the three or four best quarterbacks to ever play this game that's going to be on the market next year. And one of his closest associates is a man named Davante Adams. So money does talk and BS runs the marathon. But I think when you're a guy like Davante Adams at this stage of your career, you may want to be looking to stay with your guy that you know make you productive. Or unless some team like the Jaguars comes out and offers an astronomical amount of money, then that could be another thing. But see, even with Davante Adams, that's a guy who can win. That's not a guy who is just going to make your team faster. Because he can win now, he may create gaps and holes for everyone else the way DeAndre Hopkins does. But even then, you still need guys that can run. So first and foremost, anything that they do next year has to include the fact that they're getting Travis Etienne back. And because he's going to be out all year, there's a really good likelihood that he's going to come back and be who he was before he left with the Liz Frank injury. So include that. Also include the emergence of Jamal Agnew and how he's a Swiss Army knife, right? You have to also think about the fact that though he's not fast, James Robinson is a very, very good football player. So you have to factor that in too. So why do I factor in James Robinson if James Robinson isn't fast and he's not a wide receiver? Because if you're going to talk about Jamal Agnew and you're going to talk about Travis Etienne, every time you have one of those guys in, you lose an experienced wide receiver down the field because you don't want to – if you want to put them in the game, they're going to be in the game most of the time with James Robinson in some shape, form, or fashion because James Robinson is just too good of a player to be standing on the sidelines while you figure out how you're going to start being faster. You need James Robinson on the field. So you have to be very careful when it comes to how you – team bill and who you pay and all of this stuff, because you need to make sure that this is almost like deal or no deal. This is almost like it has to fit, you know, everything has to fit. And I really, really do believe that you have to consider all of those things when you talk about who's going to be on this team to help Trevor Lawrence, because you don't want your assets. You want them on the field all at one time, because that's how you actually become dangerous. You don't want to have to put a guy in and take a guy out, and then two of your best players can't even be on the field at the same time. So that's almost the dilemma that you run into when you think about Etienne, Agnew, and Robinson. If you got all three of those guys on the field at one time, then that means somebody's not going to be out there. So, and the somebody are the guys that I'm about to mention here in a few minutes. If the Jaguars were to before we get to free agency next year, if they were to say, you know what, we can make a trade for a guy right now. There's two guys I can tell you right now that one of them is on the team that's pretty good, but he doesn't look happy. The other one is on the team that's not very good, and he used to be here. One's fast, one isn't so fast, but they both know how to win. First guy is Odell Beckham Jr. Do you even think about it? And then at this point, because he's been so banged up, what are you really, really getting? I still do think he has the ability to separate. And I do think I think this is the one where they'll worry about fit a little bit. They'll worry about fit a little bit. And then because of the injury, the nature of his injuries, and then because he's in a situation where they're not, you know, they ain't using him and they have other wide receivers, I don't think the compensation is going to be that high. I call Cleveland right now and offer him a fourth round pick for Odell Beckham Jr. Yeah, I do it. I do it in a heartbeat. I would also call Chicago, and I'm not saying either or. I would call Chicago and say, what do you want for Allen Robinson? Because if he's going to be a free agent next year, you just pay the half of the salary. You got the cap space. Pay for half the salary that he has this year. If he's going to be a free agent next year, that means the compensation drops lower. You know, and maybe if those guys come in, you can work an extension with some. I don't think Allen Robinson can be extended, though, because he's under the franchise tag. So you would really be putting yourself in a tough situation if you gave up more than, say, a fourth round pick to the Bears for A-Rob. But at this point, if he's going to leave or he's going to cost them a gazillion dollars to keep next year and they got a lame duck coach who might not be there, maybe you can figure out a way to get something for him and bring him back to a familiar place and already have him in house. In either one of those scenarios, to me, this means DJ Chark is not going to be back. That's just my opinion. I mean, you're not going to be able to have 78,000 wide receivers on the team. And this is what I mean about having names that you like and guys that you like. At some point, there's going to have to be some people that you don't like. You already have Marvin Jones Jr. You have Agnew, who's a special teams player, but who's also listed as a wide receiver, and he's played well and looked good. You have Laviska Shenault, so that's three. If you make a trade for somebody, that's four, and if you draft somebody else, that's five. So that's five good players right there. So that means all of those other guys on the back end of the roster, the Tavon Austins, the Laquan Treadwells, they won't be here. They won't be here. So at some point, you can't have your fifth or sixth wide receiver being somebody who is a priority resource either. That's not going to work. So I'm going to talk about some guys who can be in free agency next year. The two I just mentioned and some more names in case you want to wait on those guys. Some guys in the draft. And I'm going to tell you how I think the Jaguars could end up with it as many as two of these guys. And it'll not only make them have a faster team, but it'll make them have a more functional team when it comes to speed. It'll give them the ability to be more functional. And I think that's a very, very important aspect of this that people seem to leave out when they keep talking about the Jaguars and trying to get faster. So we'll discuss that in segment three here on a Tuesday on Locked On Jaguars. I got to tell you, man, in life, we're all bound by different things. With beachbound.com vacations, you could be bound for adventure, bound for passion, bound for discovery, or bound for togetherness, bound for immersion, bound for rejuvenation. Or maybe, you may be bound for encountering the unexpected. I like the way that sounds. Personally, when I'm at a beach resort, I'm bound to end up at the poolside bar or maybe create my own taco flight. As long as I've got a Mai Tai and a good view and maybe a hot stogie in my hand, I'll be as happy as I can be. And with beachbound.com, you can find the perfect beach vacation for you. No matter what you are looking for, you can find it at beachbound.com. What are you bound for? Visit beachbound.com today. And I got to tell you about rockauto.com, man. Rockauto.com is the place you need to go for all of your car parts and accessories. Why? I tell you why. Because you're going to save some money. You're going to save 30, 40, 50, sometimes even 100% on the same parts that you would get from a chain store, or especially from a dealership, right? Rock Auto is a family-owned business serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years, and they're extremely reliable because every single time I've tried to use rockauto.com, I've gotten exactly what I wanted. The parts have been great, and they've been delivered to me on time. And you can have that happen to you by going to rockauto.com, and there's a box. They're going to ask you, how did you hear about us? I want you to put Locked On in that box so that they know we sent you. Now, the prices are great. You don't have to stand in chain stores. All you got to do is go on the computer, put your information in, order your parts, and then wait, and boom, 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 somebody's going to knock on the door, and there you go. And it's going to work the way it's supposed to. You're going to get the right parts. You're going to get the right accessories for your vehicle. And there's nothing more important than making sure you're riding safely and riding correctly when it's you and your family. So it's rockauto.com, the best place for all of your parts and accessories for any make or model of vehicle. Visit rockauto.com today. Rolling along here on a Tuesday, doing what we do here on Locked On Jaguars. Once again, thanking you for making us your first listen of the day, because it's your team every day, and we really, really appreciate it. All right, man, so where are they going to get these people from? These people is going to run around and catch these routes. We mentioned A-Rob. We mentioned we talked about Davante Adams and the unlikely possibility that happens. But we mentioned A-Rob in a possible trade scenario because the Bears are pretty bad right now. We mentioned Odell Beckham Jr. because he's intriguing. It has a lot of speed. It won't cost you a whole bunch. And he does seem like he's not happy in Cleveland. He probably was happy, but now that he's losing some games, he probably won't be happy. So maybe that there's a way that you can send low compensation for him. And, of course, there's other guys that's going to be in free agency. I'm going to give you some names, man, that's going to be available other than the three people I just talked about. And we don't know who else is going to get cut. First of all, your own guy, DJ Chark. Do you retain DJ Chark? I think you do it if it doesn't cost you much. But he has to understand that he's not going to be number one. He's coming off of an injury. And then he was in a prove it year this year. And it's unfortunate they got hurt because he didn't really get a chance to show you exactly what he could do. And what I mean by you, I mean the new administration. But you just can't stand around and hope this it happens. That's business. That's the way it works. So you maybe offer him something minimum to come back and compete with some small guarantees in it to see if he can be in your rotation. But this is what I'm talking about, because as you get better as a team, what's going to happen is guys who were your top guys when you were losing games are now going to fall down and start to be your third and your fourth guy. It depends. If he wants to be here, if not, he wants to test the waters and see what he can get somewhere else, then you probably have to let him go if you're going to reach for some of these guys I'm talking about. And I'm going to mention it right now. In free agency, because free agency comes before the draft, the first name that often comes up is Chris Godwin, and he's a very, very good player. He can run. He can win. He's big. He's physical. He makes contested catches. And there's this thought that he's going to be available because Tampa Bay has a bunch of really, really good players on the contract. They had to re-sign some defensive guys, and, of course, they have Mike Evans, who's their alpha receiver. Can you pay more than one guy to be that guy? I don't think you can. So there's a chance that they could get something done. Some teams magically find a way to get stuff done. But if not, Chris Godwin, it might be a player who's out there and he fits the bill as a guy that you can depend on to be that number one. The other two guys I'm going to mention are number one types in a way, but they are one guy you've seen. You've all seen him. The other guy's not really number one, but he gives you the speed that you're talking about. So the first guy's Courtland Sutton. Jacksonville saw him firsthand because he kept getting behind the receivers here, and he ended up with over 100 yards. He's a year removed from an ACL injury. He plays for the Denver Broncos. He's a speed guy. He's tall. He's 6'3", 6'4". He can run. But is he alone that speed dude that you're talking about? I don't think so. I think if you get him, you'd probably still draft a guy. And that goes for the next guy I'm going to mention, too. If you get this guy, then you're going to draft a guy. Now, if you get, Davante Adams or whoever, you'll probably still draft a guy, but it won't be that high of a priority because then you have all those other people I'm talking about. Remember, you're still going to have ETN coming back as an offensive weapon as well. So the other guy is Michael Gallup, and I'll tell you who Michael Gallup is. Michael Gallup was the third receiver in Dallas until he got hurt this year. So now with Cedric Wilson and all of these other guys emerging, catching passes along with CeeDee Lamb, catching passes along with Amari Cooper. With Dallas and the way things were structured, I thought Gallup was going to be a free agent, and now Gallup can fly. He could actually fly. the thing is, he got hurt, and now he's sort of been replaced. And even when he comes back here in a few weeks, he's just going to be another dude. So he won't have the numbers and the statistics that'll make anybody go, wow. But trust me, he's a good, good player who adds speed to this team. And he is one of those dudes too, man. You can throw him a hitch pass, and he can shake, rattle, and roll, and he can get down the field. So I really do like Michael Gallup as a prospect. But you're going to need to add something with him. And here we go. Now we're going to talk about the draft. So if you think you're going to add speed and you need to get faster, you do it in doses. You can either get one guy or you can get two. And I think the Jaguars need to go out and get two. First-round pick. It's going to probably be high, and they'll probably target some defensive help, which they should. But with the amount of capital that they have, they can either sit at the top of the second round or try to move up into the back half of the first round, because a lot of teams are often trying to get out of there, right? So guys that I don't think they'll get are Garrett Wilson and Chris Olave, two guys from Ohio State. I think they're both very good players. I don't think they're going to be able to get either one of those dudes. Drake London, I'm not as big a fan, and I'm going in the order of from USC. I'm going in the order that was put on PFF on their website with the top 10 players at each position. Treylon Banks is intriguing because he's a big 6'2", 225-pound dude. Sort of puts you in the mind of that A.J. Brown type guy. Now, he can run, but that's not his biggest suit. His biggest suit is the fact that he knows how to win. He's a fast, to me, he's a faster version of, say, Alshon Jeffrey, but he knows how to win and he knows how to fight for balls. So it'll be intriguing that, like, if you get Gallup, then you can get a wing guy who can also make plays, because you would have added that speed element to your team. Now, here are the two guys that I like more than anybody. Jameson Williams, who left Ohio State because he was wide receiver 3, is wide receiver 1 at Alabama. And he is a burner. I'm talking about in every sense of the word. He has that slender, angular body. He's just that dude that seems like he's just going to constantly keep making plays. He can get deep. He can catch it and run. I love guys that catch a crossing route and split the defense and just keep flying to the end zone. So I like him. And then there's a guy at a small school, I think it's South Alabama. I've seen the tape. I tweeted Jim Nagy, who runs the Senior Bowl, to find out if this guy was going to be there. And Nagy said if he's having a good year, he's going to be there. Well, he's having a good year. His name is Jalen Tolbert. He can run, man. He's like 6'2", maybe 6'3", about 195, 200. Another one of those dudes that just knows how to catch the ball. He wins. He gets a lot of tippy-toe action in the end zone and on corner routes and stuff. Go watch the tape. So Jalen Tolbert, Jameson Williams, those are my favorite two draft guys, because I know you're probably not going to use an early pick on a receiver. So you're looking at late first, early second, if you can get back up at the end of the first round. It's somewhere in the second round you add a guy. But in any event, I want you to add that guy after you go out in free agency and say, let's just say you make a play for Chris Godwin and you can't get him. I'd be real happy with Michael Gallup or Courtland Sutton, and then come back and get another guy in the draft. So let's just say, hypothetically, when we're talking about adding speed for this team, you get a veteran like Odell Beckham Jr., Courtland Sutton, or Michael Gallup, and then you come back into the draft and find a way to get Jalen Tolbert or Jameson Williams, or Jameis Williams. If you get Jameson Williams in the second round. So now you add those two together, and then you factor in the return of Travis Etienne, and there you go. That's how you increase your speed. That's how you increase your explosiveness. That's how you increase the overall team and affect the team to the point where it allows Trevor Lawrence to be maximized at his best. And we ain't going to talk no more draft, because we got a whole bunch of more season to go, but I just wanted to add that because a lot of people were talking about speed, and sometimes I do get ideas from other folks and how this can actually happen. So they can actually make a trade this year for a couple of guys if they want to, and see if you can get them ingrained into the team, especially if they win another game. You win another game and you're now starting to think about wild card, and you want to go out and add Odell. You're going to have a little bit of time to do it, because that window is getting closer and closer where you got to start making a decision, because the trade deadline will happen soon. But other than that, man, that's how it's going to go. And I tell you, if you want to make the Locked On Jaguars, your first listen every day. Your second listen should be the Peacock and Williamson podcast. Peacock and Williamson podcast, it has Brian Peacock, who's an NFL analyst, Matt Williamson, who's a former NFL scout. He'll talk about just all the stuff I'm talking about the need for speed and all of that. He'll be able to address that and do that for you very well, both of those guys will. So make sure you subscribe and follow the Peacock and Williamson podcast and make it your second listen and make it a part of your listening pleasure. We appreciate you here on Locked On Jaguars. We got another episode coming on Wednesday, another Thursday, another Friday. And then as everyone else is playing, the Jaguars can't get no worse this week because they're not playing. So we'll get ready to bring some more content for the rest of the week. Until then, man, you guys do what I say always. Take care of each other. And I'll see you on the next episode of Locked On Jaguars.